Well, why does she sing her sad songs to me? I'm not the one to tenderly bring her soft sympathy. I've just begun to see my way clear, and it's plain if I stop, I will fall. I can lay down a tear for pain, just a tear and that's all. Oh, what does she want me to do? She says that she knows that moments are rare, and I suppose that it's true. Then on she goes to say I don't care, and she knows that I do. Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song. Who do I think that I am to decide that she's wrong? Like to think I was cruel, but she knows that's a lie, for I would be no more than a two if I allowed her to cry all over me. All my sorrow is real, even though I can't change my plans. If she could see how I feel, then I know that she'd understand. Or does she actually think I'm to blame? Does she really believe that some word of mine could relieve all the pain? Can't she see that she grieves just because she's been blindly deceived by shame? Oh, but maybe she just has to sing for the sake of the song.
And John, do you ever go to Nashville and sell your songs?
Disaster. Oh. Absolutely disaster. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And country music is in a place now where there is no room for my songs. But there's a guy named down there named Woody Bomar who has this publishing company called Little Big Town. And I went in to meet him, and he had every album I had ever made around the floor on his office. He had every album I've ever, big fan. And he said, I was looking to make a writing. I said, John, I can't sign you. You just don't write what they're doing here now. And then I would listen to country music and go, oh my God, this is awful. I heard some Vince Gill songs I liked. There were some good ones. I heard some songs that some of the women were doing that I loved. But on the whole, the Hat songs, you know, I just couldn't connect with. And I did some co-writing with guys down there, and it was just so fabricated, I couldn't do it. It was just, to write to make money is to me, just doesn't work out. Some people can do it and do very well, but it just, there's no heart to it. There's no heart to that stuff, you know.
Let's close with a song that you did with Roseanne Cash called Women, which is your sort of feminist anthem, as it were.
I have a condition called ADD. Do you know what that is? Attention Deficit Disorder. One of the symptoms of it is living dangerously. And most people go drive racing cars or motorcycles or skydive or do bungee jumping. Mine is to do things on stage that no one should ever do. I sang Women for the first time in Texas at the Kerrville Folk Festival with an audience full of cowboys and hats. And you know, it went down a storm. They loved it. And Dave Batty, my bass player, was just shaking in his boots. I was so pleased that Women went over so well. It was such a dangerous song at that time. You know, I loved dangerous songs. Christ and the Devil, the song, it was a dangerous song. And it was a rush to do it down there, you know.
There really is something called ADD, is it?
Oh, yeah. Very real. Yeah, I just found out I had it about 4 years ago. Very treatable, but in my mind is like a remote control for a TV. It just won't lock on anything, except when you have ADD, when you lock on something, you are so into it that if you are jarred out of it, and I'm recording, if Buffy comes in and interrupts me, it just fries my nervous system. I'm shot. You can hyper-focus and then not be able to hold a thought at all. It's a hideous thing, you know.
Far beyond your mirrors, far beyond your dreams, far beyond your moonshine, far beyond your schemes, far beyond the Brotherhood, far beyond James Dean. He was not James Dean. It's what I really mean. And where I am not the hunter, still I am the hunter's son. And we really all are winning when all is said and done, said and done.
Beyond what I believe, what my father said, far beyond genetic code, we run till we are dead, far beyond the Catholic, and far beyond the Jew, I am safe here with the mother, I am safe here for you.
And where I am not the hunter, still I am the hunter's son. And we really all are winning when all is said and done. Oh, we really all are winning when all is said and done, said and done.
And I was talking there to John Stewart, and the full text of that interview is on the John Stewart UK fan page. I said earlier I give the website, and the website is http://easyweb.easynet.co.uk/tildeo, which is one of those squiggly lines, /J Stewart, that's JSTEWART/. And I'll say that again, http://easyweb.easynet.co.uk/tildeo/slowcoach/jstewart/. And that gives you the full text of the interview with John Stewart, which is a lot more than what we've broadcast here. Tomorrow night at 6 o'clock we're going to have a live concert with Hank Walters and Pete McGovern, which should be tremendous fun, and all the tickets for that have gone. We'll go out now with John Stewart and Roseanne Cash and Women. Thank you for listening, and cheerio.
Waiting for the people, I am living on the coast.
And why do we deny the things we fear the most?
I am safe here with the mother, I am safe here in her arms. Still I hear the voices sounding the alarm. And where I am not the hunter, still I am the hunter's son. And we really are all women here when all is said and done. Oh, we really all are winning when all is said and done, said and done. When all is said and done.